Thank you, Lydia. I will invite our final PNB director to speak, Summer Reese.
Thank you, Dutch. Half the room knows I'm the chair of the PNB. Lydia is completely right about the budgetary issues. I do not want to critique past management. I'm obviously hopeful moving forward that we will have a more productive and collaborative year in which management actually will come and present their budget to the LSC. And the same holds true for the rest of the financial workings of the network, because there were severe issues with budgets not being brought forth from management last year for other stations as well. So obviously we hope we'll be on time this year, and that budget will be presented in a timely fashion at the local level and brought to the national level in a timely fashion so that they come at the beginning of the year. To pick up on what Ken has said, yes, there's a lot of work going on strategically to, what I'd like to say is adopt standard business practices regarding many of the different workings of the foundation, because we are a $10 to $13 million a year foundation with the five stations in the network. And many of the problems that we experience are of an administrative functionality nature that can be corrected and are not political or ideological in nature, simply need to be addressed and improved. So there's a subcommittee working on the auditor's recommendation to address various issues raised in our last audit. And that's meeting every 2 weeks, just as the national board is meeting every 2 weeks, putting forward concrete proposals for improving some of these key areas of the foundation. And let's see, our secretary has resigned, so we're in the middle of an election for a new secretary at the national level. That's an officer position, so just to be aware of that. John Gary here has been our recording secretary, acting in conjunction with the elected board secretary thus far. So that election should occur next week. And two members from Berkeley have been reseated on the national board. Nancy Elmore for this. Thank you. So we now have a full complement of members from all signal areas, and hope to have obviously directors represented on all committees at this point. And I am trying as a chair to, yes, to minimize the amount of bloodshed on each meeting and get a general knowledge of things like Robert's Rules of Order, so that there's not unnecessary contentiousness over purely procedural matters, it's like how you proceed with an agenda or motion. So some of these things are simply housekeeping, but it's a lot of what boards actually are supposed to be engaged with, more than ideological battles, are how to functionally administer the business of a nonprofit organization, monitor its finances and its legal matters. And obviously, when you have a very large board, these boards are fairly large functionally, so that the members are able to, whether they agree or disagree with each other, get their matters heard and voted upon and their motions moved forward. So there's a lot of effort going into that. We scheduled all the meetings for the year to cut down on the wrangling that occurs on a regular basis. Over when do you meet next? We have a regular schedule. I've encouraged all the committees to engage in the same process so people can plan their lives, since this is not the only thing they do, and they don't get paid for this. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that we'll have a somewhat functional year.
And we're there. Thank you, Summer. Jim, you have a question?
Yeah, I guess it's the same question I've asked a number of times at these meetings. We have an agenda. People make me, I would like to comment on your report. I would perhaps would like to comment on some of the reports I just heard here. But they simply say whatever they wish to say. And without comment, we move to the next item on the agenda, where people say whatever they wish to say. And then we move to the next point on the agenda. Not much role for the board in that. I sometimes wonder why I'm sitting here.
And let me offer this. The way the agenda was engineered originally, the governance didn't allow for comments. So if you'd like to request, I'll allow comments on my remarks and then on the remarks of the PNB. Are you requesting that? I'd all be glad to offer that.
If other people share that view, if I don't want to have that view, I don't want to hold up other people's agenda.
Lawrence, next. We're getting a lot of comments. Was there a hand up, Lydia?
Yes, I just want to say, when we first added director's reports, and this was back in the day in my previous term, that was the whole purpose, was to give a very brief report. All four of us would give a report, and then the board would ask us questions. And then, you know, also during public comment, there was time to respond.
Thank you. Michael
Novick?
Yeah, I just wanted to My comment would be that I would hope that the future reports would be about items that are coming before the PMB that you would like some guidance from the LSB regarding what stands to take as our delegates to the board. And to me, that's the purpose of it. I also think we should acknowledge that many of the other members of the LSB have been elected to committees of the board. Margie, Murray and I are on the election committee, which has met a couple of times telephonically, and then the National Program Committee that is about to meet telephonically, and I think President Fred and other people were also elected to the committee. So there is a lot of participation that we should recommend.
Thank you. And what I'll do in response to that, at the next governance committee, if there's any way at all I can be there, unless I'm finally employed, I will be there to try to work out the finite issue of if we do block off 12 minutes or 15 minutes for a PMB report, we need to subdivide that yet again so that there's time for report, maybe 2 minutes each, and then there's 5 or 6 minutes for response, question, answer from the board, if that's acceptable. I thought I'll entertain first, and then I'll continue on.
Yeah, I had a question about what Kent was talking about, which is two new stations, and I recall that there was some problem that we had bad leases.
And since I didn't ask for questions for the PNB, I'm going to have you hold that question.
Oh, okay. I thought that was
good for that. I didn't ask yet, but I will. Lawrence?
Well, it was my understanding that the allocated time during the governance committee was to incorporate a level of question. So I don't know what that's.
We will clarify that. Thank you. If anyone wants to make a brief remark about my statement, I'll open that up for a couple minutes briefly. Seeing none, we'll move forward. If someone wants to make a comment, I have a question. Jim?
I would just hope that people seem to be somewhat sympathetic to what I was saying. If so, I would just hope that next month's agenda perhaps to build that thought in.
We will. I assure you we will. Let's squeeze a few minutes out of new business. Yes, Marky?
I have fallen
around the comments. Their hands have fallen down.
No,
so
she
broke
it down. I'm
okay. Thank you. Summer?
Thank you. Yeah, I just didn't want to keep my hand up for the whole time. Just as a point of information, I would be happy to see to it that the LSB was copied on the proposed agendas, not to jack up getting the agenda done, but just so that people know what motions are and then they can be free to contact their representatives, as it were.
To be specific, the agenda of what?
For the PNB, Michael Novick's point is well taken that the local board members might wish to communicate with the national board members on specific issues, and some people at various stations do on a regular basis, but if the LSB would like to receive a copy of that, I could arrange that so that.
And it is my understanding that the PNB delegates that we've elected from this board are elected to represent this board. So, like any other representative organization, we should be directing you what our thoughts are on the matter rather than just receiving information in one direction. So, I agree with Michael. I agree with you. We should create a two-way dialogue. And again, the director should serve at the pleasure, I suppose, of the whole board.
Sure. I'll be happy to see to it that people are copied on the agenda so that you have copies of the motions and you communicate your thoughts back to the board, okay?
Thank you. Lydia, did you have a remark?
No.
Okay, so Rodrigo?
Mike? Yeah.
Do we have a microphone? Thank you.
Well, you know, just taking advantage of what you said, you know. Well, I need the guidance from the board, you know, what I'm going to do in order to proceed with the inclusion committee. I haven't gotten no response, you know, from any other committee station.
We're gonna build that into next month's agenda, and it'll be my commitment to you that we build that into every agenda. Ken?
Yeah, I just want to remind the LSP and the public that if you go to kpftx.org. Well, KPFT is the station in Houston, so an x.org. All of the PNB open sessions are archived. You can listen to them in audio. You can download them and listen to them while you're on going to work, whatever. And sometimes the agendas are also posted there. But you can certainly listen to all of the committee meetings and all of the PNB meetings. And that would be very helpful then if the LSB members then communicated with the directors and said, well, in the last meeting, so forth and so on, well, why don't you get this done or that done, and I didn't like the way you voted. But that's the transparency we provide, that's being provided to everybody.
Thank you. And as a former member of the Audit Committee, I did recommend to the PNB if they would please, why does Texas house all of the PNB information, meetings, et cetera? They should be on the Pacific and National Board site. It should be simplified. So it would behoove our directors to at least make that request.
I'm working on it.
Thank you. Well, we have the chairman of the board right here. Thank you. Leonard, and we'll move forward. Lawrence, I'm sorry. You guys are an equalized distance from it, both sides, my Leonard and my Lawrence. So
and we look alike.
The number of syllables.
But, you know, I would like to see in the future a brief written report and also the ability to ask questions to the board. I mean, I'm asking questions as to whether next P&D is going to be, those type of questions, and to see if any volunteers are needed. I mean, questions should be able to be asked, and even from the public as well.
Thank you. I'm going to ask for public comment. We posted an agenda. I noticed that we hadn't posted an agenda for the audience. It's taped to the door, so you guys can, you need to follow along and see when the next window of public comment is. So, Terry, if you don't mind, Terry Goodman, do you mind doing the microphone operation again, if you're available? And if not, is there another volunteer that wouldn't mind handling the microphone? Steve Goldsmith, thank you.
Can we ask that voluntarily maybe the people who were waiting in line during that first session be at the front?
Okay, and without objection, I'm going to ask the folks that were waiting, and to the audience, if you'll just listen for a moment, the folks that were waiting originally in the first batch, if we could allow them to go first, that would be a courteous thing, whoever was here originally. And keep in mind, with 7.5 minutes and the way that it was kind of came down from governance, 1.5 minutes each equates to 5 people. So if you're the 6 or 7, you may not be heard, unless people go short, and you might. So I'm going to call on the first gentleman. If you just state your name for the folks here and tell us what you want to say.
Hi, my name is Bruno. I appreciate KPFA and the fact you're a nonprofit and everything you do. I know you have challenges as a nonprofit organization, and you have forces that are working against you. I'm not sure why you take money from Goldman Sachs or Rockefeller. Really, they're part of the Federal Reserve System and the bailouts, and I just ask that you look beyond the right versus left paradigm. Don't speak in those terms. And really try to look to broader truth and dig to what's going on. Agenda 21, I think I'd like to hear more about Agenda 21 because it seems to be what's ruling the planet right now. That's what the United Nations is running on. George Bush Sr. said the United States is fully behind Agenda 21. And it really gives a big picture of why they're doing all the little things they're doing. Bush the third, or Obama, is also he had with Agenda 21,
Black Bush, right?
And Agenda 21 is quite disturbing. One of the things it calls for, 21, by the way, is the 21st century. That's what it's 100-year war. You keep hearing references to it without them directly saying it. And part of what they're calling for is a population reduction of 5 billion people. This century. That's 50 million a year. That's 50 million a year. It's gone 11 years without that. So something big is coming. It's written. The United Nations is operating on it. So there's people. I just ask that you give opportunities to talk about the things that people don't want to talk about.
Thank you very much, Bruno. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Michael Murphy. I'm the producer of a documentary called What in the World Are They Spraying?
Welcome.
It's an investigative documentary into the chemtrail geoengineering issue. I'd like to thank KPFK for everything that you've done in the past for exploiting these truths about such programs. And Bernard, I'd like to welcome you into Los Angeles. Geoengineering is a well-funded science. There have been numerous congressional hearings about this issue, and my film covers the contamination that is being found around the world from these programs. That contamination is very toxic to human health and ecology. This is a very serious issue, and I want to bring up a response from one of your radio personalities called Ian Masters, who's been trying to cover up the truth that are coming out about these crimes against nature and humanity.
Yep.
These programs are hurting each and every person in this room. They're even hurting Ian. And it definitely appears that he is working for the corporate interest that are not only profiting from this, but are gaining many things and many political advantages from this. His reaction and his statements are not only tarnishing the station, they're hurting each and every person that is damaged by these programs. So I'd like everybody who has any control to pull that guy off. He is a threat to each and every one of us. Michael, thank you. Well, that's our best of time. Thank you very much. What in the world are they spraying?
Thank you, and thank you for, I guess this is a free DVD.
Hi there, my name is Morgan Carey. I'm an avid KPFK listener and supporter. I have a 13-year-old daughter who I'm trying my best to raise as a free thinker with an open mind and clear head, very much in the way that I was raised in a family that was very active in the civil rights movement and the peace movement back in the 60s. I want to raise her in that same level of passion for human rights, and it's very hard for me. She's been listening to KPFK since she was 8 years old. She's now 13, and she has to listen to Ian Masters disparage other on-air personalities at the station, disparage points of view or points of areas of interest like geoengineering and 9/11 truth. I'm just trying to raise a young child to have a good mind and to be passionate about the truth. And I believe to have the last station on the airwaves that we can listen to, which is KPFK, which is promoting an alternative view. I don't want to lose KPFK too, but I have to turn off your station at 5 o'clock. You know, Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Sunday, and it's just not okay. It is just not okay. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate all of you so very much.
Morgan, thank you.
Well, actually,
We will not be doing a joint presentation.
Mi nombre es Rubén Tapia, I'm producer of Enfoque Latino.
Liliana López San, with Nuestra Voz en Enfoque Latino.
We are part of the Spanish Speak Language Program in KPFK. And well, first of all, we want to welcome Bernard Duncan. You know, I think it's very important that we have a manager that we can really discuss, have a deep discussion about what we care a lot, which is our station KPFK here and the most powerful station here in Southern California. We hope that you as a person that came from New Zealand, which is a multicultural society, you understand deeply what we feel here in Southern California, the Latino community, about the need of deep changes in KPFK. I want to just tell you two things. Right now, you know, we're in one of the deepest crises, as you know, 1.9 in employment rate in California. And our community, Latino community, has been changed all over the country because there's 11 million undocumented, and then the Republicans didn't want to allow them, some Democrats to have an humane immigration reform. At the meantime, in Mexico, there's more than 40,000 killings because the war on Calderon racing against Mexican people. So I think those issues, that's very important, that the KPFK, you know, take it in the Spanish language.
Ruben, that's your time. Thank you very much.
It's very important that don't be neglected.
Ruben, I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
My name is Liliana Sanz, and I'm a producer with Nuestra Voz en Enfoque Latino, and I also want to welcome Mr. Werner. And we have two proposals, and if you could meet with the Spanish Programmers Association to see our needs and how we can work with our growing community, and also if you could meet with all the community to have public forums so you can see the needs of everybody, not just the Hispanic community. Thank you.
Thank you.
United States of Nevada.
And just let me clarify, that was five, but since you took a little a shorter time, it allows you about a minute to go. And you'll be the last speaker for this block.
My name is Agustin Zavala, and you know, I've been with KPFK since 2001. And it seems that Pacifica Foundation has lost its way. Pacifica means peace. And the way it's going now has been stated here by many people, with people like Ian Masters and like that. I come from a community, as mentioned by Lucas, that is under attack. There is a war has been declared against the Mexican, Chicano, Latino community. And it's very important that we deal with the issue of war that is infiltrated into KPFK. KPFK no longer is Pacifica. It is the right-wing bastion of people who are for war. And I want to know what Ms. Engelhardt Summer is the head of the PMB, and now Mr. Duncan coming here. What are your concrete plans to change this? You know, this is a crisis in KPFK. People talk about the money. Bullshit with the money. Come on, let's deal with the real issue. Yeah. Are we for peace or are we for war? A lot of us are very concerned about this issue since our community is being attacked on a daily basis. Thank you.
Thank you. It'll be a little while for the next public comment. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda, and John Winger, I'm going to call on you for a little clarity when I don't understand some of this because I wasn't at the governance meeting. Thank you for your help. And it was sort of motions that were passed that were trying to find updated information to see where they landed, correct? I noticed that the LSB expenditures report, should that be into the finance committee report, or do you want it under this section? Is that the intention of the governance committee?
The budget resolution is referred to something else.
Let me address you, please. I'm sorry. Let me ask him, and then I'll ask you.
Actually,
let's
Michael
goes,
will be
back here. I can
put
the Michael for the moment.
Thank you. Michael.
Yeah, at the governance committee, I was asked to present this item to the...
And you're talking about the resolution. Now, are you going on the original governance draft or the draft that I sent out the next day?
I'm looking at the draft that
should have been copied and handed out today.
It says 14 minutes?
Two sentences at the top? Yeah. 14 minutes, that should be right.
Yeah. So just to explain, I made a motion at the governance committee that we reserve a block of time at the beginning of almost every working agenda for a review and status report on the question of accountability, what happens to the motions that we pass. So that's what this block of time is for. And I think there are actually a couple of things that came up that should be added to the list, given what was said about them. So I was going to review a few of those items and find out where we stand on them. That was the idea. So one was we passed the motion asking for management to submit its reports in writing.
Now, I'm wondering, and just a heads up, because when I submitted this new agenda, I had removed that because there was a management report. That was a little confusing to me, but I'll entertain you. We'll go ahead and speak to that if there's no objection.
No, it's still there.
It's still there on yours.
It's still there on yours. In any event, the purpose was...
It says written reports to management.
Just to explain again. We passed a resolution in this body some months ago that we would like management to make its reports in writing and distribute it electronically to the LSB prior to the meeting. So the purpose of this review is to find out, is that happening, and if not, to try to make sure that it happens for the next meeting. The purpose of this whole section is to do that with various things that we have passed to see if they've been implemented or not. If they have not been implemented, we want to make sure that they get implemented in the future. That's the purpose of this little block of time.
Very
cool. Follow up.
Yeah, so we have...
Sorry, Bella, I'm going to ask you to refrain from shouting out, please. If you do have a remark, again, I offered the audience the opportunity to write on a slip of paper and hand it to a member if you need to contribute something. Thank you. Michael, do you mind pausing while Lydia has an interjection?
The whole purpose is to find out from the body where things stood.
All right, so then unless you have further input.
Yeah, well, so on this particular one, what we said at the last governance committee, correct me if I'm wrong, was that if the reports were not in writing for this meeting, that the report would not be accepted at this particular meeting, and we would wait for a written report from management for the management report.
My first thought on that, just as chair, I'd like to address that, is that management may not have been aware. Jennifer submitted a written report by an email. Unfortunately, she's not here right now to give the oral report that will accompany that. But I don't know that we could mandate something without them knowing in advance. It may not have been fair. But from this point forward, if the body agrees that motion passes, then so be it. Is there a motion to be made on that?
No, what I'm saying is we already passed that motion. So we want to make sure that going forward, the motions that we passed are actually carried out.
And does the motion for written reports from management include the verbiage that if they don't have a written report, they can't speak at the meeting? Am I misunderstanding you?
No, I'm saying at the governance committee meeting that drafted the agenda, which you revised, that was our proposal. But so whether we do that or not, I'm hopeful that just by a reminder, and if the chair relates to management, that we expect to see the reports in writing, that for the next meeting we'll get them in writing.
And Jennifer, just in all fairness, Jennifer, the last several meetings has been giving reports in writing, so I think they've been getting consistent. I think this is not even a
point of information.
So,
point of information.
John, I recognize you. Point of information.
I did not receive an email from Jennifer with the report for this month. Did anybody else get it?
No.
Okay. She just sent it to a limited list. My apologies. I thought I went out to the entire LSB in advance. I didn't look at the address, the recipient list.
Well, see, that's the point of that motion. It's supposed to go to the entire board, so we have full transparency.
Right. And I will make sure that they're aware that they should send it to everybody. And I'll be diligent. When I see it show up in my inbox, I'll make sure to include the entire LSB.
No.
Okay.
What we want is for Jennifer to send it to the entire LSB.
Which is what I just said.
Yeah, not to you and then to us.
No, I just said, I'm going to do my diligence. If it shows up on my inbox and there's been a mistake made and it turns out it didn't go to the LSB, I'll make sure it's corrected at that time. But she will be directed to send it to everybody. Is that clear?
Yes, perfect.
Thank you. And we have hands up for comments. I think Summer was first.
Thank you. Yes, and I did not receive anything from anyone. I believe this has already passed. I don't believe this is something under contention now. This is why we need to make sure all motions are reflected in the minutes. This was passed several meetings ago.
We just figured that out.
It's a done deal. Management is supposed to
Is there a new point you'd like to make?
Yes. Thank you. And now that we have a new general manager, obviously, I imagine, again, these management reports will come through him since Jennifer's not actually a member of management anymore. She's now the interim development director. So I think for future reference, now that we have a new general manager, we obviously will expect the reports most likely to come from him, except for department heads.
It seems an obvious conclusion that Bernard, our general manager, who sits at this table and is expected to be here, will be the person to present the management
report. That's what I was getting at, because we keep discussing Jennifer as if she's going to be the default management person.
We're dealing with everything to date.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. The next hand up was Lydia.
Yes, and the only thing I would say, I mean, different organizations call it different things. Some organizations I know of put action items as the first thing in the minutes, as soon as the minutes are done. And then that is also reflected in the next agenda, which I think was the intent of this. These are things we've already agreed to do, and I would strongly recommend, I don't know if we need to make this a motion, and so I'd like to move, that we carry this action item list, this status report, on the agenda every month so that we don't just pass motions and have nothing happen on it. Because these are motions that we've already passed. It's just a matter of, is anything happening? Town hall, for example.
That seems like a very reasonable procedure. I don't see a need to vote on it. I think governance and myself, we can make sure that these things get carried forward and follow up on this. John Wenger, I have a question for you for clarity. The next item here is budget resolution.
Hello. Make it clear. I was the person delegated by the governance committee to go through this. If you'll give me that.
Now I understand.
I will go through it.
Thank you.
So just to reiterate again, these are all items that were already passed by the LSB.
Right.
We're trying to certify their implementation. Exactly. If they have not been implemented, we want to make sure that they are implemented going forward. The budget resolutions referred to are the ones that were passed several months ago that were referenced by Summer earlier in the meeting. There were three resolutions passed. The first was that we get to the LSB the budget and the actual for fiscal year prior to this one, and for the
station,
current...
The station's budget and actual.
Yes, for KPFK, the budget and the actuals for the prior fiscal year and for the current fiscal year in electronic form in a month-by-month comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And added resolutions, so both of those have passed. We also passed a resolution calling on the Finance Committee to work with management to come up with a procedure by which we would be able to adopt in a timely manner a programmatic budget for the coming fiscal year based on analyzing how well we had done with those previous ones.
What
so
information we didn't pass that, Michael?
We did so.
All right, at the finance committee, you did not pass
to the finance committee. Was passed through the LIC on a motion by Michael through the chair, please.
Kim, I'm going to ask you to go through the chair from now on, okay?
Sorry, I apologize.
I'll give you that one. Michael, I'm going to let you continue. And if someone does outburst, please go through the chair and I'll address
it. I think the reason they're not in the minutes that you looked at, summary, they were passed in the previous month, actually, in the minutes you looked at. They were passed by the LC. There were three motions. One was to send us the budget and the actuals for the prior fiscal year in a form that we could compare electronically. Two was to pass us the budget for the current fiscal year and the actuals up to the point that they were just well into the current fiscal year so that we could see the relation between budgeting and actual expenditures for the current year and the previous year. And the third was a directive to the Finance Committee to work together with management to come up with a timely method of adopting a budget for the next fiscal year in time to submit it to the PNB. That was passed by the LC about 3 months ago at this point. So I don't think any of that has happened. I have not received, as a member of the LSC, any of those budgetary materials. I don't think anybody else has, except possibly some of them were submitted to the Finance Committee. But if you're not on the Finance Committee, then you don't get them. And I don't think any of them was submitted in the form that we asked for. And at the Finance Committee last month, I believe the Finance Committee decided to try to have a meeting with the incoming GM later this month, at which this would be the top agenda item. I don't know if that's been communicated or not, because you'd be surprised. But that was our desire to work on the idea of a programmatic budget where we would identify what are we trying to accomplish as a station, what kind of budget do we need to accomplish that, and what are our budgetary priorities based on our plans for the future.
And Michael, just a note, because we have a 14-minute window, we're about 9 minutes into it. So does that satisfy anything you want to speak to on budget resolutions, or do you want to ask a question?
I would hope that the new management will help us get that material so that we can study it and analyze it, or if the Finance Committee is appropriate.
But if you're taking copious notes, I trust you will be honest.
Shouldn't we ask to get the names of people who are going to take these action items today so we can follow up efficiently? I think we should.
Any objection to that? Without objection? Jim, do you have a remark?
I don't know anything.
Well, our assumption is always that the business manager would do it, but I don't think it's happened. So somebody has to take responsibility for management.
Bernard, are you willing to spearhead that? So we'll put Bernard's name to that, but he'll follow up on that. The next item, are we ready to move on?
Town Hall Task Force. We voted to establish a task force because the LSB has a bylaw that has two town halls a year, but we failed to populate it at the last meeting that we actually had, and then last month we didn't have a meeting, so I would like to try to get some volunteers today. But the purpose of that was to make sure we could then go on the air and announce that the task force has been established and seek volunteers from the listeners. So are there further members? Yeah, if Kim volunteers.
Okay, then is it a proposal that I ask the question at this point?
Yes.
Okay, I will ask the question of the board, members of the board who want to be on the town hall task force. Please raise your hand. We have Kim. John, can you take notes on this? So we've got Ken Aaron, Margie Murray, Kim Kaufman, Omar Burkett, Chuck Anderson, Michael Novick, Lawrence Reyes, Ariana. I'm sorry, I don't mean to skip Ariana. Is that it? Did I mention everyone's name? And Summer Reese. And John, were you able to follow me on that somewhat?
Let me read
it back. I mean, if you feel you got everyone's name.
I'm going to read it back.
Okay. Read it back.
So the town hall task force volunteers are Hoffman,
Aaron, Murray, Burdette, Anderson, Nova, Reyes, Gladney, and Reed.
Does anybody feel that they were omitted from that list? Michael, go ahead.
So, and then the additional follow-up was that there will be on-air announcement of the existence of the task force and invitation for listener sponsors to join the task force and participate in putting the technique down together.
My suggestion as far as the on-air announcements, having talked with management in the past about on-air announcements, it's a delicate issue because their time is precious, that we coordinate carefully with management the best way to do that. It's obviously a good idea to use the radio that we have at our disposal, but to use it widely. Lawrence, you have a question?
Yes. I would like to ask the listeners in the audience that we take volunteers right now from listeners in the audience. In addition to, I guess, I don't know, we have to beg the station to have a 1 minute promo, if that could just be done, I don't think.
Lawrence, I think the most efficient way to do that and not delay the meeting is if you have a scrap of paper, a sheet of paper, we can put it out there, and if you write on there, Town Hall Task Force Community Volunteers, and put it up on the door with a piece of tape. If you don't have any, I have some, and people can sign on to that. Is that okay? Excellent. Michael, why don't you continue?
Well, the other two items were also, again, already passed by the LSD. They were a call for on-air recruitment of listener-sponsored members for LSD committees, which has not happened satisfactorily. And there was a motion, which we didn't get, to actually delay the closing date for the committee to allow for on-air announcements. That would still be coming up from the governance committee. And then also on-air announcements for the LSD meetings themselves. As someone pointed out in the audience, you learned about this going from Terry's email. So I think the general question is some block of time in which these questions on air listener involvement in the governance can happen is important for the management to take note of and try to make sure it happens.
Well, let me speak to one of these because I've been producing the on air announcements for the LSD meetings. And for the last several months, I've been producing them and they've been putting them on air for a week in advance. So that is being done. And is it not being done satisfactorily, or have we put that issue to rest?
It's not.
Michael?
I can't say. I don't know what rotation they're on or how often they're
well, they're in a rotation, is my understanding. And if people have... Thank you. We're at time, but let me respond to it. Thank you, Margie. If people are not satisfied with the amount of rotation, we can look into it further. But I think as far as that one issue, they're being done and they're in rotation. So we might be able to take that off the list.
All right.
That is our time. That is our 14 minutes for those past motions. Okay, Michael?
Well, I had one other thing I was going to check on. We did have an election for the committee inclusion here. And can someone remind me who was elected?
Anyone have information on that? John? The Committee of Inclusion. Do you recall what meeting that was at, Michael?
It was the same one that we had the election.
John Gary can look that up during the meeting and get back to you right after.
Thank you.
The next thing on the agenda, we had rotated this, would be the Program Oversight Committee report. You're scheduled 12 minutes. Who's going to give that report? Very good. Michael Novick.
You're popular.
You could have introduced yourself.
I know. So I'll apologize for not having list of the resolutions to circulate today, but they were actually circulated to two prior meetings and one that didn't happen. But I'll go over them again. One of those is, there is a process underway of correcting, which is the ICE raids and checkpoints on their announcements, and was referred to by Alan Minsky is some process that they're engaged in to try to get a correct phone number and the process of making an announcement. The next resolution adopted at the Program Oversight Committee on February 23rd. KPFK Program and Oversight Committee recommends that the LSB expect and require from management that all programming changes be based on a clearly stated set of procedures and criteria, which include programmers' rights, responsibilities, evaluation, and development, and they be done in a respectful, collaborative, and equitable manner as per position of bylaws. Furthermore, the PLC recommends that the LSB urge the interim program director to restore the 1 hour time slot of Sunday for Grave and Freedom Now in a timely fashion.
So there has been some discussion of that also. There was a separate program, apparently, to send up the brave that has been read with absence. And the very system, I think, is a half-hour show still. And Freedom Now is 1 hour permanently.
Well, 1 hour is still issued about the time slot, not permanently. Some of us are brave is in a hiatus, and Liberated System has taken over the time slot.
So, Michael, has a question for you, Michael. Are these motions that you're bringing before the board?
Yes, I make an amendment to the motion.
So bring the motion one at a time, and just we'll read the first one out clearly, and we'll put it up for the vote, and it sounds like there may be an amendment, so if you could read the first one.
Okay, the first part of the first one, the KTSA Programming Oversight Committee recommends that the LC expect and require from management that all programming changes be based on a clearly stated set of procedures and criteria, which includes programmers' rights, responsibilities, evaluation, and development, and that they be done in a respectful, collaborative, and equitable manner as per the specific bylaws.
And again, we don't have written versions of that handed out yet. Can you have an amendment?
I would amend it to say include but not limited to.
You accept that as a friendly amendment?
Including but not limited to one. Sure, programs' rights. Yeah, in other words, suggestion has to be made on the items you're saying, including but not limited to. Right. Okay, including means that, but that's fine. So again, just to remind everybody that committee chairs are aware that from this point forward,
from this meeting forward, we all know to bring written copies of the motion.
Okay. I will reiterate, I brought the written copies of the two previous meetings. And I understand
if I call for a vote, I need to explain why I'm allowing this to happen. John Berry, Secretary. Lydia, do you know if we have a Wi-Fi signal here for our secretary?
No, okay.
I have one.
Okay.
Another thing to mention is that a lot of these tasks on the front end of like server talk, they were passed electronically by Michael as well. So there have been plenty of opportunities for people to look over these motions. So I would disagree with you, Mr. Chair, that this hasn't been notified with enough notice.
No, and again, I didn't say it wasn't notified with enough notice. I'm saying that the policy is that when we go to pass a motion from a committee, it shows up in paper form, so everyone can read it and look at it together and change the wording together.
So it wasn't the same to everyone.
Rodrigo, I will broadly acknowledge you in a moment. It's going to be enough for a second. Lawrence,
I'd like to move the question with the amendment included.
Thank you. The call for the question of the motion. All in favor of the motion as presently stated, raise your hand. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 in favor. Against, raise your hand. None against. Abstentions, raise your hand. And no abstentions. Motion passes. Michael, you
want to
move on to your next
one? The IPD to restore the one-hour time slot in a timely fashion. There was a substitute motion that Ariana presented 2 minutes ago, which also represents the standard lighting programming, and I don't have that in front of me.
Well, whatever motions you're prepared that are in you have it in their entirety, we can work on those right now.
Okay.
So that's answer this time.
Just that.
Okay.
Are we going to speak to the motion?
Pass without objection.
Yes, it was passed without objection. 15 in favor, no abstentions, no against.
So it's a hand vote.
Yeah. Hand vote.
I've been raising my hand.
Rodrigo,
a long time.
Put it up high and I'll be glad to see it.
Actually, I've many times. Okay. Well, the issue is this. Now, can we move, and I have to write it down, but I would like to have this board to think away of disciplinary actions against management when they don't follow up, you know, when this board directs them to do something. Because there's no way we can keep going, you know, passing motions and after motions and after motions, and management just disregards any motions that we pass. Ice Wave motion, which was passed in 2007, has not even implemented. You know, so they sent a notice, you know, bad written. You know, they didn't put nowhere. They haven't done any on-air announcement. You know, how can we as a board function if management do not pay attention to that? So next month, I want to bring a motion to implement disciplinary action, you know, to management when they don't follow up what this board does. Because if they do implement disciplinary action against, you know, programmers, you know, and staff, I'm a representative of the staff, you know, they should be treated as well.
Thank you, Rodrigo. And just to address that, I understand. And let me address that. We have a brand new general manager. Mm-hmm. We've been working for 18 months with an interim general manager. Now we have an interim program director. And it's not been a well-oiled machine on the management side, and it certainly hasn't been a well-oiled machine on our side. So we're getting our house in order here. Things are going to function a lot better. And I have assurances that management is now going to be a real management team, and will be responding to us. So let's give them that opportunity. Rather than starting to look for punitive actions right away, they're a brand new manager. Let's give them an opportunity to respond.
I'm not doing that. Whichever committee you feel is most appropriate, and then you get the consensus and approval and challenge of other members, and comes the consensus of getting some support, then come to the LSP.
Nice to meet you, with Summer and Jim.
Thank you. I guess just thinking of what Rodrigo said, he and I both served on that ICRA staff board before I was ever elected the first time to this board, and yeah, it's been totally ignored for the whole 4 years. Interim management, previous management, everybody. And that goes things as simple as, like, you know, I check on my phone every weekend to see where the checkpoints are in Los Angeles. I mean, that's not even an ICE raid. That's just checkpoints. They're listed. They're out there. CHP notified you. This is something that is as simple as check the computer, make an announcement, put it on the air. There's never been any interest in doing this whatsoever. We have a new manager. Hope springs eternal here. You know, I really am hopeful because, you know, one of the issues has been that, like, oh, you can't even do an evaluation of an interim manager because that is typically, not disciplinary, but that's one of the tools of the LSB is the annual evaluation of management. We've been told you can't do an evaluation even if this guy's sitting here forever. So, we've got a new thing happening here. Some of the discussions of empowering local boards, these discussions are occurring at the national level as well.
And so, your time is, thank you.
So, anyway, I'm just supporting.
Let me say, in defense, Alan Minsky's not here to speak to that. At the last board meeting, which did not achieve quorum, we ended up with an ad hoc committee, the chair, which Alan Minsky was an offered chance to speak. And we had an in-depth conversation about the ICE raids, as I recall. And what he's not here to speak for himself. So he did express a great interest. You say nobody has an interest with the station doing that. And I think that's an unfair mischaracterization.
4 years.
But understand that we're making... Summer, there's a momentum in place. Alan Minsky has identified the problems in place, and he's identified the systems we need to do to get it moving forward, and he's championing that. And I think they need some credit for that. We need to have a give and take with management. Okay. Next in line was Jim.
First of all,
and Leonard.
And I say some of what I'm saying for benefit. Summer's report wrong in terms of her report on the last 4 years when I was the interim general manager. In fact, before I started working, and before I was officially employed in that position, I sat down with folks, and we did, during the time that I was interim general manager, which was about 9 months, faithfully do the ICE raid report. Sorry, you missed it. And it's also true that Alan Lindsay, after the effort to do it again by this board, I sat down with Alan, and Alan again sat down with people and began to do it. I'm completely sympathetic, as you know, Rodrigo, with that point. The thing I want to say for our new general manager's benefit is this. What you may be getting to get a sense of tonight is that the lines of what this board can do and can't do are not frankly clear. And as much as we would, many of us would like to run the station, the bylaws really do not give us the right to run the station. And so this is a fairly new process. We're the only station in this country that does what is being done here. I don't know what happens in New Zealand, but no other station in this country, no other network in this country does what we try to do. And that is carve out responsibility for an elected board of staff and listeners to try to exercise governance. And yet, you surely know as well as anyone knows that it's pretty hard to run every aspect of the station with the micromanagement of 20-some people and the staff. And so we're all feeling our way. But this general manager certainly has not, at this point, thumbed his nose at anything that this board has done. I trust that any intelligent general manager will do that which he can do that the board recommends, which makes sense, with the buck stopping on his desk ultimately, and in some cases where the bylaws give us control and actual power, will in fact be obedient to that. But that's a line that's not clearly drawn yet. And so, in terms of the motion about holding something invisible, I think until it's clear to all what the clear lines of delineation are between who has the power to do what between the board and management, it would be a little unfair, frankly, to chastise management in some kind of disciplinary way, which I don't think they have any power to do anyway.
Thank you.
But I would certainly urge them to get back on board with the ICE announcement forthwith.
Thank you, Jim. And what I'm going to do, what I would like to do, with your approval, the Program Oversight Committee report time has expired, but I'd like to offer Michael enough time, because you've waited for months now for these motions, if there's no objection, to allow at least one motion to be voted on so they can get some progress for their committee. We've had one motion, but I want to offer a second. You have a whole list of motions, don't you?
Yes, three more. I was in the queue.
Okay, and hold on. John?
I was in the queue.
I understand. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a quick comment. The governance has been working on this problem, and the thing that Michael's talking about now is an effort to bring accountability to the board. Part of the problem has been poorly defined interfaces, communication between the board and the general manager and the various management things here. That's the whole purpose of this part of the agenda. Let's get accountability. So at least we've got our act together in terms of who here is taking responsibility for the action items to do the communication to the designated or determined person by management to receive those communications. Then, if management drops the ball, then we have a complaint. But until we follow those procedures, until we define them in a reasonable way, we really don't have basis for a complaint. That's why it's great that Doug Bernard is here. And so that's the whole point of this effort that we're spearheading from governance to do this, to improve this whole thing, to have accountability so that our motions will take meaning, or at least we'll know the reason why.
Thank you, John. Lawrence,
quickly. Yes, I have difficulty with disciplinary action or progressive action. I would like to see remediation or remedial action. It seems like there's a double standard when it comes to discipline. Spanish language programmers get disciplined for sending an email to management, yet programmers on the air could go rogue and nothing happens to them. So there seems to be a double standard. So I really believe that we could, I hope that we could develop a remediation approach to solving some of these double standards that happen to, in particular, programmers of color.
Thank you. Michael, so again, unless anyone objects, the opportunity for Michael to pass at least one more motion before he finishes his report. Any objections to that? Thank you very much. Michael?
All right, what I'd like to do is briefly read all three into the minutes, and then if there's any objections, we can discuss them. As for Article 11.0 of the National Programming Policy, Programming Calendar and Days in History, the KPKCROC recommends that the LSC urge the programming department to develop an annual programming calendar consistent with this policy and in response to the upcoming centennial anniversary of the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire. Now that part is moot because this motion was prepared in February or March event. However, at the last COC meeting, we proposed that we do something around Juneteenth in June, which is coming up. And the interim program director indicated that he thought that was sensible, noted that the Malcolm X program hasn't been very well received in May, so I'm assuming that there will be no objection to urgent programming. Okay,
yes.
Then. All right, there's an objection. We'll leave it for potential discussion. A motion was passed by the KPSK unpaid staff union to present a workshop for all the staff, paid and unpaid, on FCC rules and guidelines. And this workshop is currently in the planning stage. Therefore, the PRC urges the local station board to support this important endeavor in all and any ways possible.
Point of information,
Ken.
What was the name of that organization?
The KPFK Unpaid Staff Union.
Is there such a union recognized by the station?
I'm not aware that it's been recognized by the station as a representative bargaining unit.
There is a union for paid staff at the station, right?
Yes.
And there's nothing for the unpaid staff?
There's no recognized labor organization for the unpaid staff, no. But there is an organization among the unpaid staff which calls itself the Unpaid Staff Union.
Did all the unpaid staff members vote to have that organization represent them? Is there a vote that was taken of all the unpaid staff members?
Not that I'm aware of. This is not a resolution to recognize them as the representative labor organization.
I'm going to call this a conversation and say, but Ken does raise an important point that we should address later about the so-called KPFK unpaid staff union, which is neither a recognized union or do they have authorization from the station to use the name KPFK. So it's an important point to raise later. Michael.
How dare they organize?
No.
Right, Ken?
I don't.
I'm sorry. In the audience, I need to pause. I'm sorry.
Well, I apologize. It won't happen again.
And just remember that we've agreed to these pleasant ground rules. Michael, continue.
Last one. The PLC proposes that the local station board request a calendaring of regular programming time for dialogue with the listeners to be hosted by the general manager, the program director, the LSC, and the community advisory board, occurring so that each body is heard on the air on a monthly basis. These programs have to alternate among various days of the week and various time periods of the day over the course of the month and the year. In addition, once per month, one of these programs is to be conducted in Spanish, say, in Spanish language programs block.
Do you want to put one of these for a motion real quick before we move on, or can we have these on the record and move forward?
I'm gauging whether there's objection. There were objections. I take it to the first two, so...
I objected to that.
Point of order.
The way you state,
we'll move forward, yes.
I'm sorry. We can't be voting on blocks of motions. Can we just take one
motion? There was no opportunity to vote on a block of motions,
okay,
so you're misunderstanding what has occurred here.
Okay.
Thank you. He wanted to read the motions that they've been trying to bring to the LSB into the record during a meeting. End of deal, and I had offered him opportunity perhaps to vote on one, and that has come and gone. Do you have any further questions?
Point of information. To be proper, each one should be brought up in turn and voted upon, not just read into the record. We don't read motions to the record. They get brought before the LSC, and we vote on it, and we move to the next one.
I was trying to gauge whether any of them could be adopted without objection. Obviously, that's not the case. So then, if we're out of time, we'll deal with it.
Thank you, Michael. We're going to move on to the Finance Committee report.